Welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, supported by the TT Club, the leading provider of insurance and risk management services to the transport and logistics industry. Visit us at ttclub.com.
Hi, and welcome to this week's edition of ICIS Shipping News for the week commencing 10th of March 2008. I'm Andy Bryce, and I'm joined, as usual, by Nick Savides. Hi, Nick.
Hi, how are you doing?
Not so bad, thanks. Now, it's still been a pretty quiet week. Not many trades about, but there's news this week of SH Marine struggling to keep afloat.
That's right. Yeah, there's a casualty, so to speak, in SH Marine have filed for the equivalent of Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. I say the equivalent because that's what it's called in the States. When a company is in financial difficulties, they file for protection from the courts, and they have to give a plan on how they plan to get themselves out of their difficulties.
What have they revealed in this plan?
Well, I don't know what the actual plan is for getting out of the financial difficulties. I know I have spoken to SH Marine, and apparently their financial problems started when they had a ship in the Costco shipyard ready for repairs. They owe the yard $11 million, and this is causing them some difficulties in raising the money for other parts of the business. They are not bankrupt. So that's, you know, which was a big rumour in the market. They are still a going concern, but as I say, they have filed for this protection.
So do you know what the next stage is with that?
I don't. I'm still trying to get hold of Mr. Hyo, who is the managing director of the company, and I've not managed to get hold of him yet.
But like everyone else, they've been having a particularly tough time of late.
That's right. I mean, rates are very low, but the costs for the shipping companies are very high. And this is putting a squeeze on owners, especially smaller owners like SH Marine, who run around about 12 ships.
Right, okay. And a lot of ship owners are sort of looking at other things now, aren't they? There's one looking at chartering at the moment, isn't there?
That's right. There's a company called Vinship, which is based in the Netherlands with an office in Barcelona. Currently, they run a ship called the Area Anna. It's about 5,000 deadweight tons. It's the only ship they run. But they have told me that they've chartered a second ship called the Brovik Viento, and that's due to be delivered on March the 20th.
Right, okay. But the time charter rates are said to be down, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. What they reckon at Vinship is that the time charter rates have fallen by about 20%. So the Area Anna, which is the ship they're running now, currently, and have done for nearly a year now, is coming up for renewal. And they're saying they won't renew with the owner unless they lower the time charter rates. So that's kind of interesting. They're also doing something else. They're looking to go into ship management to kind of spread their business a bit over the coming months. So that's kind of interesting too.
Have they revealed many of their plans about that yet? Or
no, that's still in the making. Kai Elson, the guy who that I was talking to, was saying that they were looking to run about four or five ships within the next few months.
Right, okay. And what about the routes this week? Are they still pretty quiet overall?
The Mediterranean is very quiet. Mediterranean, Northern Europe is very quiet. The Baltic, I've been told, is now almost entirely, or at the moment, is almost entirely contract cargo. One owner told me that their ships were booked, fully booked, with contract cargo in 3 weeks in advance. So seeing very little spot business out of there.
And what about the weather up there? Is that improving now?
It depends what you mean by improving. In the past, the ice has meant that there'd be fewer ships available, and that pushed up freight rates for the ice strengthened class. But actually, the ice never materialised this year, so that you know, contraction of capacity never really happened. But rates, I think, are fairly stable at the moment in the Baltic, so I'm told by the owners and the chancellors.
Okay, what about over in Asia?
Asia, anything export out of Asia and the Middle East is big, but getting anything to go from Europe to the Middle East is difficult. So what we're seeing is a few ships going from Europe under ballast to the Arabian Gulf and picking up cargoes to bring back to Europe. They are then charging double the rates, so you're paying for both legs of the trip.
What about the Atlantic?
The Atlantic, that was interesting. Last week it showed a peak on the CPP rates. It was a rise of about 50 points on the world scale. So there was kind of hope there. This week, all that hope has been dashed, and the rates have crashed again. It's very difficult. The eastbound trade on the Atlantic still booming with biodiesel, mainly, I think, again, would be because of the weakness of the dollar.
So it's Asia the place to be for ship owners at the moment?
It is, really, yeah.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Nick. Same time next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, sponsored by the TT Club. Innovating in insurance and risk management since 1968. Visit us at ttclub.com.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.